MedStar Washington Hospital Center presents Medical Intel, the inside story of advances in healthcare that can make a difference for you and your family. Here's Melanie Cole.
Persistent foot and ankle pain may seem just like an annoyance, but without proper treatment, the pain and discomfort can get worse, potentially damaging mobility and quality of life. My guest today is Dr. Caitlin Zarek. She's a podiatric surgeon with MedStar Washington Hospital Center. Welcome to the show, Dr. Zarek. What are some of the common sports injuries that a podiatric surgeon would see? What are some of the most common things that happen to our feet?
Yeah, so one of the most common things, especially around the summertime when everyone's a little bit more active, are just common ankle sprains. And ankle sprains are usually treated conservatively, usually will get better within a month, maybe a couple months, depending on how severe it is. Sometimes it's either just with an ankle brace. If it's a severe ankle sprain, patients need to be offloaded, sometimes in a boot. And there's only very few patients who, over a period of time, had done significant damage to their ligaments. And those are the types of patients that might require some more advanced care.
So people are tempted to walk it off. You have a pain in your ankle or you rested a few days, maybe you put a wrap around it. What do you tell people about those types of home treatments, wrapping, icing, keeping it up, that sort of thing?
They're definitely good treatments for sure, but occasionally they need to be more aggressively treated with something that's called a cam boot, which basically acts as like a big cast that you're able to walk in. And so if you're doing these home remedies, it might not be enough, which can actually lead to chronic issues or issues that are persistent in the future that sometimes will occasionally need a surgical intervention.
So while we're talking about that, so if people do injure themselves, do you see a lot of, like they used to call them, turned ankles because of heels and things like that? And are those the type of things we can do home treatment? Or do you have to hear something to go see a surgeon? People say, oh, I didn't hear my ankle pop, so I don't have to go see anyone.
Yeah, don't necessarily have to hear something, but if you have kind of things you want to look for would be significant swelling in your ankle or bruising. Those are not something that you would typically see if it's just a simple turned ankle from wearing a high heel. And that's kind of when you would probably want to go seek some more advanced help.
So then let's talk, before we talk about maybe surgical intervention, people try all sorts of things to level out their gait and to make that base of support as strong as it can be. So what do you think about inserts and the ones that you can even buy at the store, you know, Spankos and these other ones? Do we use these? Do we want to make sure our arch is nice and supported? Speak about that a little bit.
Yeah, so there's definitely some people have a perfect normal foot, and they don't necessarily need any kind of arch support. But there's other people that have, you know, you're born with a bunion, you're born with a flat foot or a really high arch foot, and these foot types can put extra strain on different tendons and ligaments, which over a period of time can cause arthritis in the joints, as well as just pain and degeneration of your tendons. Those are the people, you know, whether you're having pain or not, but if you have this abnormal foot type, that's the kind of person that should seek some type of arch support, whether it's a custom arch support or orthotic. But I typically recommend that people try the over-the-counter ones first because they're typically less expensive. The ones that you want to avoid are any of the inserts that you could kind of bend in half with your hand. Those are really just giving you a cushion as opposed to giving you support in your foot. The better ones, like you mentioned, the Spanko and the Superfeet, are ones that have a more rigid sole to them, and it actually is more of like a piece of plastic that will give you some support inside of your shoe.
Dr. Zarek, how important are shoes? Because people think that they should be wearing walking shoes if they're walking or running shoes only if they're running, but the technology has changed so much. Tell us a little bit about shoes we should be wearing.
Yeah, so shoes are very important, and it's hard to kind of tell every single patient that you should be wearing this one specific type of shoe. And I can kind of speak from my own experience that different sneakers feel more comfortable on my feet. And other sneakers that I recommend to my patients all the time do not feel comfortable on my particular feet at all. And it's, you know, I have wide feet with high arches, so something that can kind of accommodate my wider foot in the front is going to be more comfortable for me than a more rigid sneaker that doesn't help accommodate that and actually presses on my toes and causes them to go numb. So while it is very important to be wearing more supportive shoes, it can also take some time for you to find that particular shoe or that particular brand that is going to be the best fit for your particular type of foot.
That is so important. And when might surgical intervention be necessary? What types of conditions do you see where you say, you know what, this is something that I'm going to have to really fix?
Yeah, so there are a multitude of surgical things that need to be done for the foot. Going back to the ankle sprains, if it's been several months and you're really inhibited in your daily activities, where you're still getting pain and swelling in the area, we've done, you know, further twist testing, you've done physical therapy, and you've kind of exhausted all of that. That's when you are become kind of a good surgical candidate and where surgery you would really benefit from that. Other things, obviously, bunions and hammer toes are very common things that the pediatric surgeon will do surgery for if it's inhibiting your activities or inhibiting the kinds of shoes that you can wear and really causing you pain on a daily basis. Other common things would also be arthritis, whether it's arthritis of your big toe joint, arthritis in the back of your foot, near your heel. And then another common area is kind of arthritis across the mid portion of your foot. That is also a common area to need surgical intervention for as well. Other things, potentially, a lot of patients that have diabetes, they can get wounds and different things. There are multiple surgical interventions that we can do to prevent wounds and infections from happening in this type of patient. One of the most complex surgeries that we perform is what's called a Charcot reconstructive surgery. And a Charcot foot is something that happens in our diabetic patient population. It can happen to people that also just have neuropathy in their feet, and kind of their bones start breaking down and it kind of morphs into an irregular shaped foot. So we actually can kind of reconstruct the arch and kind of fuse a whole bunch of joints together in the foot to give them a more stable foot that they can ambulate on.
So with the exception of things like diabetes, Dr. Zarek, if somebody has just a chronic type situation, then they can see a podiatric surgeon when it affects the quality of their life, whereas an acute situation, you might have to actually go to the emergency room and have it fixed.
Correct. They can, you know, if it's an acute situation where you can't get an appointment right away, then you should definitely go to the emergency room. If it's kind of an ankle sprain and you can wait a couple days for an appointment, that's fine to come and see us in a couple of days. But yeah, the more chronic situations, those patients we're typically seeing more frequently and evaluating when the appropriate time for surgery would be. But some other acute situations, we do see fractures in the foot, like a fifth metatarsal fracture. Some people are familiar with the term a Jones fracture, and other midfoot fractures are common things that we see as well.
What about plantar fasciitis? It's something that especially the weekend warriors and in the summer and people running, besides shin splints, plantar fasciitis seems to be so common and yet so painful, and it can be debilitating. What do you tell people about it?
Yeah, so it is definitely one of the most common things that we see. In 95 to 99% of people, it goes away with simple conservative treatment, which includes a bunch of stretching and kind of those over-the-counter inserts, as well as some other things that I usually recommend. There's a very small percentage of the population that doesn't get better with these simple conservative things and physical therapy and such. And so I've done a couple of times on patients something called PRP, or platelet-rich plasma injections, which seems to be pretty effective. It's done on other parts of the body as well. So these patients typically aren't needing any kind of major reconstructive surgery for their plantar fasciitis, although, you know, on occasion it is done.
So wrap it up for us, Dr. Zarek, with your best advice about when to see a podiatric surgeon and some maybe even prevention of common summer sports injuries that you might be seeing to protect our feet and ankles.
Yeah, so really the best time to come and see us is anytime you're having foot or ankle-related pain. Whether it's been present, you know, for months or you just had an injury and you need to be evaluated, those are really kind of the best times to come and see us. Things to prevent it, obviously good shoes, which we had kind of touched base upon. If you know you have a weak ankle, wearing an ankle brace when you're doing heavier sports activities, and just really being cautious about who's around you and the amount of activities that you're doing. Patients really need to be sensitive towards, you know, I had pain over here when I was on vacation and, you know, taking it easy for a couple of days instead of being that weekend warrior who's then going out and doing more activities.
It's great information. Thank you so much for being with us today. You're listening to Medical Intel with MedStar Washington Hospital Center. And for more information, you can go to MedStarWashington.org. That's MedStarWashington.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.